Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good afternoon and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we are continuing to talk about hearing God's voice for ourselves, being able to recognize it and know how to respond, how to test it. And last week we were talking about distinguishing his voice, but also being objective about the process. We start with the knowledge that he wants you to have that confidence objectively that you are hearing him. In other words, it's not, I think I hear him, I think it was him. No, he wants you to know for sure. And if you don't, he wants you to pursue until you do. Very often, we get caught up in this whole word faith being used to cover middle of the road, middle ground, nuance, ideas and concepts. And God is very clear. Now, there is going to be times when he doesn't give you a clear answer because there is none. One of the realizations we all have to come to is that God's goal is not that you can hear him so he can tell you what color socks to put on or who to marry or what job to take. Because God's goals aren't to have a bunch of little robots. His goal for you and me and all of us is that we grow up to be his sons here on this earth, to learn to rule and reign now, so that when he gives us orders, we know how to carry them out, use our own judgment, and complete the task. Not so that the task gets done. He can do it himself. But because we are changed more and more into the full, complete likeness of a son of God. Again, clearly, this does not matter your age, your gender, your financial status, where you were born, when you were born, how you were born, to whom you were born. If you've been born in your spirit, that's the only thing that matters. If you've been born again in your spirit, your task here on this earth is to learn to rule and reign. The starting point is to be able to hear his voice, but it's not so you can avoid trouble. Very often it's you're going to be heading right into it. Because as soon as you start pursuing hearing him one-on-one, personally, you all of a sudden become an enemy of your enemies. Now, before, you may not have been a friend, but you weren't bothering anybody because you weren't doing anything. You were just going along. You were occupying, hanging out, filling space, living life. As soon as you start seeing that you have opportunity to overcome, that you're not passive in this life, that God has given you everything you need for righteousness and godliness here on this earth, when you start really letting that sink into you, you start seeing, what am I wasting my time on? What am I looking forward to death for? Why do I think heaven is going to be any different than this? All of a sudden, all I need to do is get to die, go to heaven, and all of a sudden, I'm righteous, fully complete, spirit, soul, and body. I'm done. I've learned what I'm supposed to learn in the blink of an eye by death. I thought death was the enemy. When you start seeing by the Lord putting it in you, seeing through his eyes, every day is an opportunity. Every day is school. When you start showing up, all of a sudden, things may get dicey. Because before, again, you weren't bothering anybody. But when you start seeing what authority, what power, what mountains you can move, everything changes. Then those mountains start to quake. You know, everybody's all afraid about an earthquake out in California or Western United States or somewhere in the United States. Oh, there's going to be a big earthquake. You know, December 2012. Well, I'm looking for an earthquake a lot sooner than that. Not the kind that shakes the earth, but the kind that shakes this earth, that shakes everything that we thought we knew about God, that shakes us free from religion, from our own beliefs. If it's not true, I don't want to believe it. And I've already given God permission to reveal anything that I believe that's not true. Now, he's nice and kind and gentle, and he doesn't do it all at once. So I'm still changing my mind about things. But that's why I started with him. I don't care who it offends. I want to know the truth. Wherever you are right now, God has a special agenda for you today, for the rest of the day, and a special agenda for you tomorrow, and a special agenda, things to do today, conference call with God, meeting with God, assignment of tasks by God, carrying out of tasks by you. We are still so confused about what is God's job, what is our job. And you can only learn this by experience. But when you start to see that it's not a separate thing, that you have in your spirit, obviously not your soul and your body. We're not saying, you know, we got a long ways to go in our soul and our body. But your spirit is finished. There's no growing in your spirit. The growth is all in your soul and in your body. And rather than growing, it's much more of a being freed from lies. So you can, your soul can be joined to your spirit. So it's much more about freedom. And there's all this talk about having a free will and free emotions and free, a freedom to choose. Well, if you don't have all the information, how can you choose? If you are wounded, how can you make a righteous decision? In other words, your will is becoming free. But the last thing it is right now is free. Think of that word, free. Free from what? Free to do what? Your will is not the way attached, connected to your soul and your spirit, the way God originally intended. This is why so often we don't trust our judgment. We have a hard time making decisions, or we make them too easily, because our will is not free. And God knows that. And this is one of the tactics of the enemy that he uses. That, you know, you made your bed, now lie in it. You know, this is your decision. You made a wrong decision. Now you're going to have to suffer the consequences. Don't ask God to help you. You had it, God, he gave you a free will. You just used it wrong. That's a bunch of hooey. Wherever you are, God wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you about where you are, how you got here, where you're going to be, how you are going to take authority over your life here on this earth. Wherever you are, you can turn it around by depending on God. Are there consequences to our actions? Absolutely. So what? This life here is short. Whatever we have to do to learn what we need to learn while we're here, let's do it. And let's get on with it. In the Bible it says that Jesus told his disciples, "Greater things shall I do. Greater things shall ye do than I have done, because I go to my Father." Greater things. He was telling us that we would do greater things than him, than he did here on this earth. And we can't even get somebody healed. We can't exert any authority. We're embarrassed to say, "Mountain be removed." How many of us have been yelling at mountains to be removed for years and hardly a rumble? And yet we don't know how to find out why. We assume, well, we must have missed God. There must be sin in our lives. It must be the enemy. We make our own assumptions. We set ourselves up as the head of the decision making, and we decide why it doesn't work, rather than going to God and saying, "God, what's going on here?" And let him instruct us. Let him teach us. Which he is so thrilled to do. When we look at his interaction with his people, with us, with you and me, he loves to teach us. He loves to reveal himself. He loves to show himself loving and kind and generous and comforting. Yes, correcting. But because he loves us and he wants what's best for us, because he wants us to get out of this time as much as we can. He doesn't want you to believe the lies that are keeping you from him. Just as when Paul was so angry at the Pharisees, and Jesus was so angry at the Pharisees, and throughout time there's been such a separation between the religious and the laity in the church. If God's going to come down on one side or the other, whose side is he going to come down on? The so-called shepherds who have placed burdens on people that they could not carry? Or the lambs. Those who wanted to know God, but were kept from knowing God by the burdens. Now you do have a problem, because right now you know that you can go right to Him. That knocking, that's Him. That circumstance, that hurt, that's Him. Saying, come to me. He's not saying, come to church. Come to an emotional response. Each one of us has to know by experience, is God real? And the only way that's going to happen is to ask. In fact, ask right now. If you have not experienced God to that point where you know He's real, ask for that experience now. Lord, I want to know that I know You. I want You to reveal Yourself to me in such a way that I can have confidence that You are real, that You love me, and that I can know You. And I thank You in advance. That's it. That's all it takes. You don't need to convince Him. Now, there's no way of knowing how He's going to do that, what circumstances. And what you don't want to happen is that He does that, He reveals Himself, and you miss it. So even today, set out a time, whether it's 5 minutes, 5 hours. This is another thing you can ask Him. But carve out a time just for Him, to show Him and to show yourself how serious you are about wanting an answer. And during that time, just listen. You don't need to hear Him. Listen. The ball is in His court. You have said, Lord, You want to know me? I want to know You. Your turn. And let Him reveal Himself to you in whatever way He chooses. So we've been talking about identifying who is talking. When we are learning to hear Him, discern His voice, we've been talking about how to identify the voice. Because this is our big fear, is that we're going to hear something and we're not going to know if it's God or not, how to identify it. We've talked about the Lord giving us ears. You first ask, Lord, is there something wrong with my hearing? Not just your physical, but are there wounds there? Do I need a healing in my hearing? Do I want to hear You? Sometimes there's fear there. I don't want to hear what God has to say to me because it's not going to be good. And He wants to talk to you about that. But again, it's all about the process. Even that, even going through these questions, when you take them to Him, this is how He makes Himself known to you. This is how He proves His friendship, His support, His love. Then we learn how to test it, because He knows you need to be able to test it, what you hear. So we talked about using a phrase. My phrase is, Lord, is that You? So when I hear something and I can't automatically tell that it's Him, I'll ask, Lord, is that You? And either it will be clear that it is Him or clear that it's not. Sometimes I'll need to pursue it further, and I do that. You know, Lord, is that You? Lord, is that You? Lord, is that You? That doesn't sound like you. Is that you? And then I may switch it a little bit and say, you know, just, is there some kind of interference here? And sometimes I'll just come back another time. We're not looking for a pattern, but we're looking for lessons. When you first learn to ride a bike, it very often helps to start at the top of your driveway and go down the same route every time. But pretty soon, wherever you're at, you can start your bike. So we start with a pattern. We start with a sequence. This is how you hear him. This is how you test him. But pretty soon, he will be bringing you into situations where that pattern may not apply. So you adjust. Because we're not trying to force God into anything. He's not trying to force you into anything. He's sharpening your hearing. So then, next, we learn to talk to ourself. Now, yourself is your soul. It's your individuality in this earth suit. Now, I don't know whether the soul is eternal or how it's connected to this earth, time, or what. But for right now, this is our understanding. And if you have another understanding, that's fine. As long as it's bringing you into a greater healing and understanding of God and dependence on Him, if it's working for you, in other words, if what you believe works, that's fine. But for those of us who need to change and be healed, we need some ways of approaching some areas of our lives, of our being, that has a lot of questions around it. Being able to distinguish between our own thoughts, thoughts the enemy may speak to us, any of our enemies, and the thoughts of the Lord is a long-term process. That begins with becoming aware of what we are thinking. What are you thinking? You're thinking, odds are, you're thinking something. Are you aware of what you're thinking? When you're angry, what are you thinking? When you're depressed, what are you thinking? When you're happy, what are you thinking? When you think about God, what are you thinking? And we learn to capture our thoughts. And we start nailing down and bringing down to paper the phrases that flash by all the time. It's these phrases that provide context for the way we live, for the way we make decisions, for how we relate to one another. It's these phrases that reinforce our attempt to control our own reality. And it's these phrases that can keep us from relying on the peace and the rest and the freedom that God has for us. Because it's very often these phrases that keep us wounded and rejecting God. They keep our soul in control when God wants your spirit in control of you. Most of us are totally unaware of what we are thinking, feeling, or even how we make the decisions that we make. So part of the training that God is putting us in right now is for the purpose of bringing those scripts, those phrases, to the surface or bringing them out of your mind, however you want to put it. And it is a good idea to put them on paper. You know, even ask your friends, you know, what phrases do I use? And a lot of times they'll be able to tell you, you know, a lot better than you would. And sometimes it can be kind of startling that you didn't even know you were doing it, or you didn't even know others were hearing it. And all of a sudden you find out, it could be, life is good, life's a party, you know. Well, as long as everybody's having fun, or, well, it's going to go wrong anyway, you know, whatever. The point is that neither one of those is right or wrong. It's just a script. But what it can be doing is interfering with God revealing himself to you in truth. Being a positive thinker isn't any better, as far as God's concerned, than a negative thinker. Because both positive and negative are on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, positive and negative. We want the tree of life, of truth, of reality. And that's not going to be a positive or a negative viewpoint. It's going to be a godly viewpoint. Obviously, this contributes to how then do we think? This is how God wants to renew our thinking, renew our mind, and renew what we say to ourselves. That which is life will stand the light of day. What God says is truth will stand up to any scrutiny, any questioning, any situation. But you and I must also be willing to change our beliefs, to change those scripts, to change our perception of ourselves and others' perception of us. To change. We must be willing to change. So, again, this is a process, but this is what we're here for. If we can get these simple things, not easy, but simple, if we can get these simple things down, we will have gone a long way in the training and being ready to hear clearly from God. Because then we will be vessels that won't break when he pours in the new wine. We will be able to be flexible and receive and grow with the new information he wants to give us. And again, he doesn't want to share so we have more information or so we do the right thing. It's because he loves sharing what he's doing, and he wants us on track with him. He will have you ready for whatever he has for you tomorrow. You don't have to do it out of your own strength, out of your own abilities, make up for lost time, or correct your past mistakes. Yes, we do have consequences to our actions, but that's part of the process. That's part of the process we're going through right now. So thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions or comments, feedback, as always, drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. Check out the website, wecanprepare.org. There's a link there on our Blog Talk Radio page. Until next week, have a great week, and thanks for tuning in. Bye.